This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Ryan Sykes is from CCD Business Development. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So what's your role over at CCD?
I'm the assistant director and accounting manager for CCD.
And how long have you been part of that?
It'll be 5 years as of March 3rd.
And not everybody knows, CCD stands for?
Actually, CCD just stands for CCD, but we were originally organized with funds from Coos, Curry, and Douglas counties, and that's where we originally got that CCD from.
So talk about some of the things you have going on over there. I know there's a number of things. Certainly the pandemic has kind of shifted some of the things you're doing, but you've got some funds available now to help folks move forward on some things.
We've been working on trying to do the best we can with the resources we have available to us. And right now, our big push is our Micro-Enterprise Business Education Assistance Education Program, or MIRBEP, to shorten it up a little bit. I'm horrible with acronyms, so couldn't get the right word going. But it's essentially a program that can provide up to $2,500 worth of grant funding for business-related education courses.
A lot of people right now in the last year have looked at what they've been doing, have thought maybe I could do something a little bit different. Maybe they were out of work or their job shifted, or because of working remotely that had some positives or negatives. So I'm sure some folks are interested in something like this. What kinds of courses would this be related to?
So right now, like I said, with it's business education related. As of now, we have almost all of the Small Business Development Center courses at in Roseburg with the UCC Small Business Development Center cleared, and we have tentative approval for most of the courses that are offered over on the coast with the SWOC Small Business Development Center as well. But if there are any other entities out there that are offering business-related education courses that want to reach out to us to see if we can get approval for sponsorship, let us know, and we'll be more than happy to look at that program, see if we can get approval.
So how does CCD work? How are you guys funded?
So we are a private nonprofit, but for the most part, we are almost entirely self-sufficient. So we do have a lending side where we offer both revolving loan funds with internal funds that we have acquired through USDA, EDA, and other entities, as well as we also package and administer SBA 504 loans. We also have a community and economic development side where we assist with the administration of infrastructure projects, government and federal funding, funded projects, labor standards, things like that. And we really help many local municipalities and county governments with that as much as we can. And in addition to that, we've also been working on grant programs for the last year. And this is one of our new pushes that we're really hoping to assist some people with.
And I know you've been involved as well, helping the county in the distribution of some of the funds that have been available for the business community.
While we were administering the Douglas County funds, we were also assisting Coos and Curry counties with the funds that they received as well. And I have to tell you, that was a push on the capacity for CCD, and very dedicated staff put in a lot of hours to try to assist as many people as possible with those funds.
Yeah, it seemed like it was like a switch that got flipped. Here is what we're going to be doing starting tomorrow. The media folks get the word out, and then folks had a very short window to get their application in.
It was a very short turnaround time. And to be honest, we probably had just a few days notice beyond what the general public had. And I believe the county commissioners actually mentioned that they found out they were receiving the funds in the same press release that was released to just the general public.
Wow. Well, it's been a year where some of that has been happening. You got to be swift. You got to be adapt, ready to jump in there. How many folks do you have working for you?
Right now, our staff consists of 9 full-time individuals, one of which is actually through the University of Oregon RARE program, assisting us with our Economic Resiliency Initiative, which is something else that we're pushing out over the next 2 years through funds that have been provided through the Economic Development Association. But other than that, we have 2 in administration, we have 3 over in our loan department, and then we have 2 specifically focused on community and economic development. And then Leah Jones is our economic recovery coordinator, focusing almost purely on that ERI project, Economic Recovery Initiative.
So for this program, we're talking about real estate brokers, a number of other things.
So the courses that are offered by the SBDC here in Roseburg have all been approved, and they're really focused on getting that education to be able to launch yourself as a contractor, or when I say contractor, I mean independent contractor, not necessarily contracting, although the CCB course that SBDC offers is available on that. I should mention that the eligibility for this program is focused on low to moderate income individuals, and you can find that information on the application that will be provided on our website.
So what's the timeline for people who are interested in taking advantage of this?
The timeline is associated with the actual course that's being offered. We just need to get the application in and approved before the course launches. And this program is running through the beginning of June as far as when we'll be taking applications. So we're open between now and June for this.
So if people want to find out more, talk about your website and how to get connected with CCD.
Yeah, if you want to look for this project specifically, you can go to www.ccdbusiness.org and sign up for our Micro Enterprise Business Education mailing list. And anytime that we have new information for that, we'll be pushing that out via email.
All right, Brian Sykes is the Accounting Manager and Assistant Director at CCD Business Development. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
840 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.